Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when it does look like there is some consensus emerging. That's a word you don't hear very often in American politics right now. Some consensus emerging about some kind of police reform legislation. There is a Justice Act that has been drafted and introduced by Senator Tim Scott, the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate. It is a positive piece of legislation. I know that President Trump supports it strongly. There also, interestingly, has been general acceptance on all sides that the executive order that the president announced yesterday moves in the right direction. And with the Democrats getting ready to pass their bill for police reform in the House of Representatives, and with the president doing his executive order yesterday in the Senate, getting ready to unite, and it could be a close to unanimous vote over in the Senate, in behalf of Tim Scott's police reform bill. Now, Dick Durbin, the senator from Illinois, the Democratic whip in the U.S. Senate, that means he's the second in command to Chuck Schumer. He has some doubts about Tim Scott's bill, but we will get to that. We'll also get to a complete failure of a very expensive homeless outreach. Where? Why? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. But let me, just for a moment, advance some concern about a story that wasn't in most newspapers this morning, and I guess because it broke, the information about it broke too late. But is it fair to say that nobody, no decent, civilized, sane human being could be so extreme in hatred or resentment of law enforcement that you applaud the actual death of people in law enforcement? That's particularly true, isn't it? If the person who was killed in the line of duty happens to be a African-American cop. Okay, that was the case in Oakland recently. And the story, which is on the website of the New York Times, it's not in the Dead Trees paper this morning. It's a story by Neil McFarquhar and Thomas Gibbons Neff. It reports the following. An Air Force sergeant linked to an anti-government movement was charged with murder and attempted murder yesterday in the shooting death of a federal security officer outside a courthouse in Oakland, California last month. The sergeant had expressed his allegiance to the so-called Boogaloo movement by writing with his own blood on the hood of a white Toyota Camry. And he had used the recent protests against racial injustice, it's the New York Times writing this, as a cover to attack law enforcement, according to the FBI. Staff Sergeant Stephen Carrillo, who is 32, is accused of firing an assault rifle. I don't know what specific make of rifle it is, but they say it's an assault rifle, and he fired it from the open back door of a moving vehicle. He gunned down the federal officer, according to the criminal complaint. The driver of the van, whose name was Robert Alvin Justice, Jr., who's 30, had met Carrillo on Facebook, naturally. He was charged with aiding and abetting the murder of Dave Patrick Underwood, the officer killed in the shooting, the complaint said. Both men were also charged with the attempted murder of a second officer who was gravely wounded. They came to Oakland to kill cops. John F. Bennett, who is the special agent with the FBI, had to say about this killing. Now, what is the Boogaloo movement, you may be asking? We've spoken about it briefly on the show before. It's based upon a really, really terrible movie that I think only working film critics have ever seen. It's called Break Into Electric Boogaloo. And Boogaloo is supposed to be shorthand for a race war, which the adherents to the Boogaloo movement favor. They're white supremacists. And they believe that by launching this race war, by actually getting into a civil war, that America can be, quote, purified of some of its people of color. Adherents, says the New York Times, appear to believe that the U.S. government has failed, and the country's divisions, inflamed by the news media, will result in a violent internal war. The Kathleen Bellew, who's a history professor and the author of Bring the War Home, the White Power Movement and Paramilitary America, says this is a very violent movement, even if they are wearing Hawaiian shirts. And they wear Hawaiian shirts because Big Luau sounds like Boogaloo. I guess that's supposed to be deeply symbolic. And using funny memes to try to soften what they're doing. The Carrillo's case follows the arrest last month in Las Vegas of an active duty member of the Army and two veterans who were charged with trying to provoke violence between the police and protesters at Black Lives Matter marches. Those men were also found to have ties to the so-called Boogaloo movement. There have been other arrests of Boogaloo adherents in recent months in Colorado, Texas, and Ohio, each involving plots to ambush law enforcement. In addition, followers of the movement have backed the efforts to reopen the Texas economy amid the coronavirus pandemic. Well, that's happening. Armed men have shown up outside some businesses to support them as they reopened in defiance of the lockdown. And they are claiming here, at least, that these men have some affiliation with this Boogaloo movement. Members often express admiration for training and other benefits that come with being a military veteran. Having a small number of dedicated activists corresponds to an increasing emphasis on violent activity. Bellew, that's this historian, said. They do not want 1,000 people down in the street, she said. They're interested in 6 people who can make and detonate a bomb. Carrillo, who killed this cop, was an active duty serviceman at the Travis Air Force Base in Central California when the Oakland shooting occurred. He, together with this guy he had met on the internet, met the two men using the distraction provided by protests in downtown Oakland, which were ferocious, parked a Ford van across from the federal courthouse there. After scoping out the area, Justice, he was the driver, drove the van toward the courthouse, and Carrillo fired multiple rounds at the guard post, killing Underwood and wounding his partner, the complaint said. That sparked an 8-day manhunt that culminated in a shootout near Carrillo's residence in Ben Lomond, California. After a witness reported an abandoned van that appeared to contain ammunition, firearms, and bomb-making equipment. Look, he also had painted the word Boog, short for Boogaloo, with his own blood on a car. And I don't know if they used the blood to associate with this particular individual. I mention this entire story because for people who think abolish the police, okay, you abolish the police, right, in Seattle or anywhere else, who deals with folks like this? If you have an answer to that, you can give me a call, 1-800-955-1776. And what do you do about homeless encampments? Coming up on the MedVet Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is some controversy about a headline in the New York Times today. I mentioned this earlier in the show. The headline is in a column by Thomas L. Friedman, double Pulitzer Prize winner, esteemed columnist, expert on foreign affairs. His chief headline is Is Trump trying to spread COVID-19? And then the subheadline is, does he start each day wondering what expert advice to ignore next? Does Tom Friedman, do people really believe that President Trump wants to spread COVID-19 or that that's even an issue? It is utterly outrageous. We will get to that. I wanted to mention just further so that people understand that we're not talking about something that is a one-off problem. This guy, Stephen Carrillo, the 32-year-old airman who was arrested, charged with two murders. The first murder you heard about was the federal security guard at the courthouse in Oakland who he shot. And there's more. And there's an eight-day manhunt that culminated in a shootout near Carrillo's residence in Ben Lomond, California, after a witness reported that abandoned van that contained the ammunition and the firearms and the bomb-making equipment that he left in the van. And shootout killed a member of the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office, Sergeant Damon Gutzwiller. It's two cops this guy killed. After Carrillo shot Gutzwiller, according to the complaint, he fled and carjacked the Toyota Camry. It was on that vehicle that he scrawled phrases in his own blood linked to the movement, including the word boog, B-O-O-G, and stop the duopoly. Okay, what's stop the duopoly? That has to do with no more Republicans and Democrats. There needs to be room for a third party. You're going to kill cops over that? Really? And then there was another quote honoring Marvin Heemeyer, who is apparently a hero to the Boogaloo movement. He bulldozed 13 buildings in Colorado in 2004 over a zoning dispute. And Heemeyer then killed himself, but became a hero among anti-government extremists who call him Killdozer in chat rooms. Carrillo also had a patch on his bulletproof vest of the movement's flag with an igloo replacing the stars, plus black and white stripes with one stripe, a Hawaiian motif. Why an igloo? Big igloo. Sounds like boogaloo. There are people out there who are very dangerous. And yeah, crazy is dangerous. And I thank God every day, and the good Lord should keep him safe, for the people in law enforcement who have one of the toughest jobs in the whole world. Let's go to Phil in Irvine, California. Phil, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Michael, hey, let me see if I get this right. I'm a chef in Chicago. I make a great pot of rice, so I decide to sell the rice publicly. I put my picture on, which I'm looking at right now, which is a handsome black man with a bow tie and a suit, and I'm proud of my product, and I put my picture on there, and that makes me a racist. Is that the story?
No. The problem that people are having against Uncle Ben is that if you look at the traditional way it's portrayed, it suggests Gone with the Wind, and it also uses the term Uncle Ben. I forget what the name of the real chef in Chicago was, but
How about if I'm any black person, Michael, and I want to start a business and put my picture on my product? I can't do that without being accused of some type of appropriation or something? I don't get it.
No problem at all. And first of all, it's really what is amazing to me is that until very recently, this was kind of accepted. But the problem of referring to someone as uncle,
it would be a compliment to me if I'm a successful person, I'm making a product, selling it commercially, and I put my picture on, and that's That's something that.
Yeah, but he's not the owner of the company who made the rice. They just borrowed his image, and he was associated, apparently used some of the recipe for preparing the rice. And
well, I mean, even,
you
that's,
see the,
even that's a compliment. But even that's a compliment, the way you're putting the maker of the product picture on there originally. I mean, you're kind of. I don't see that as a detriment or a.
Okay, given the fact that a lot of people will see an image of Uncle Ben or Aunt Jemima. Aunt Jemima, by the way, the origins are very clear. That comes from a minstrel show character. But given the fact that people look at that and see a reminder of some of the darkest chapters of America's past, which do involve slavery, why fight for it? Why not let it go? I mean, you can replace it.
I get it, but then where do you draw the line on this? I mean, how about if I really am a black person, I want to put my picture on this, you're going to say that's okay because it wasn't a...
No, of course it's okay. And by the way, Famous Amos is a good example. I met Famous Amos on a number of occasions.
Yeah.
But that's no problem because he did it. That was his initiative. He wasn't appropriated as a symbol. But with both Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima, that wasn't his company that was doing Uncle Ben's rice. I think it's owned by Pepsi. You know, at no point was this a black-owned business. And by the way, all of this goes very, very far, and it's one of those things you may not be aware of, Phil. You live in Irvine, California. I live in King County, Washington. And King County, Washington was initially named after William Rufus Devane King, who was, for a blink of an eye, a couple of days actually, Vice President of the United States. And he was the Vice President who had been elected with Franklin Pierce. William Rufus Devane King was a slave owner from Alabama. He was a senator from Alabama before he became Vice President. He owned at least 500 slaves. And... what's fascinating to me is it took them a long time, but finally these King County County Council changed the name of King County, not changing it from King County. It's still King County, but now it's Martin Luther King Jr. County. Okay. They also changed the symbol of King County to include an image of Dr. King. Now, here's the problem. William Rufus Devane King has also been claimed a little bit by gay rights advocates because he may have been our first and so far only gay vice president. Why do they think that? Well, there are reasons. We will be right back with this idea that President Trump really want the virus to spread. I don't think so. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans will begin considering a police reform measure that will essentially ban chokeholds and create a national reporting database to track the use of force and questionable tactics employed by police officers. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is hoping to get something done rather quickly.
We're serious about making a law here. This is not about trying to create partisan differences. This is about coming together and getting an outcome.
Coronavirus cases are spiking in a number of states. 9 states on Tuesday set records for coronavirus infections, hitting one-day highs or new 7-day averages for cases. The increase came in Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, and Texas. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the social network will allow users to turn off seeing political ads. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Michael Medved show, I appreciate the call from Phil in Irvine, who was talking about, okay, is something inherently racist if an African-American entrepreneur wants to use his own image? And I use the example of Famous Amos, who was famous for his chocolate chip cookies. And he was also very good on TV. I appeared with him on a number of television programs that happened. I was promoting books, and he was promoting cookies. And he was great. And, again, I think he appeared in many of his ads, and that was fine. But there was nothing that you can find anywhere in, like, Famous Amos promoting his cookies or other black entrepreneurs where you can say, okay, what you're doing is evoking slavery and racist stereotypes. And, of course, a lot of people say, well, what about all of the gangsta rap and people trying to associate black culture with violence and dysfunction and drugs and criminality? Oh, all that stinks. And, again, I've been highly critical of it. But to say that it has a devastating impact in the black community, not everything that has a devastating impact in the black community relates to slavery. What this relates to is a criminal subculture that is glamorized. And I think it is self-defeating. The one thing that you come back to, and I think it's one of the reasons that history is always so important, and it's extraordinarily important to look at how far we've come, really. Okay, in the days that Aunt Jemima was getting started, actually after she was getting started, while she was in full flower, in the days when When certainly Uncle Ben was getting started in the 1930s, there was a movie star. And his name in the movies in which he appeared was Sleep and Eat. That's Sleep, N, letter N, apostrophe, Eat. His real name was Willie Best. He was born in Mississippi. He was a black guy, and he was sort of an answer to Step and Fetch It. And these were people who played usually servants, people who were known to be supposed to be lazy and simple-minded. And it's just cringeworthy today. Can you imagine a character actor who plays supposedly humorous characters, who one named Sleep and Eat, the other Step and Fetch It? I mean, we've come a long way. And I think it's appropriate that those stereotypes have been, thank God, retired. And what about stereotypes and one-dimensional treatments of the President of the United States? This column by Tom Friedman, who's a good writer, and sometimes he says stuff that is worth paying attention to. This is just beyond the pale. The headline is Trump trying to spread COVID-19? If anybody actually thinks that is true, that President Trump is trying to spread COVID-19, you can certainly give me a call, 1-800-955-1776. And Friedman writes, when the full record of the coronavirus in America is written, historians may argue that President Trump's biggest mistake was when the right strategy was clear in June of 2020, he refused to take action. Now, refusing to take action is different from deliberately trying to spread COVID-19. He writes, there's so much that we do know now that could make this post-lockdown phase so much less dangerous and so much more economically viable than it is. We know that countries where everyone wears a mask outside the home sharply reduce the spread, and that people who practice strict social distancing infect fewer people and are infected less often. And we know that people who avoid super-spreading events, large, prolonged social gatherings, religious services, and crammed nightclubs and workplaces, where one highly contagious person can quickly spew the virus to many others, are less likely to get infected. Okay, I don't think President Trump would disagree with any of that. But what he's attacking, of course, is President Trump's personal behavior and decision-making. He writes, and yet we have a president who, instead of wearing a mask, turns defiance of mask wearing into a heroic act of defiance against liberals. He hasn't done that. I understand why he's uncomfortable with a mask. I will wear a mask when I go to the market or when I go to a place where it's expected. But I'm not wearing one right now in my own home, and nor do I feel that it is particularly necessary for me. And it's not a heroic act of defiance. It is a personal choice. And then he says, President Trump forces 1,100 West Point cadets to travel back to campus and quarantine for 2 weeks so he can get a photo op addressing their graduation. Actually, I saw interviews and the reaction of some of those cadets who heard the president's speech. It was not the greatest speech in the world, but okay, it was certainly honorable on the occasion. There was nothing that was off the reservation in that speech in terms of politics or partisanship. He did have a tough time pronouncing the name Ulysses S. Grant. He said Ulysses. Okay, it's a big deal. And then again, he is, of course, focusing on President Trump is also planning a mass rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Saturday, where the most notable precaution is that you sign a legal disclaimer that you, quote, voluntarily assume all risks related to exposure to COVID-19. And agree not to hold Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated liable. And he says, he writes this, it is absolutely devilish. Like Trump wakes up every morning and asks himself, what health experts' advice can I defy today? We're going to have some experts on the show from the Hoover Institution at Stanford. And when you look at people who have written about it, I mean, the fact is that, oh, by the way, Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, just put this on my computer screen, and he is right. There's a headline in the Washington Post today, and he says another lame headline. And the Washington Post headline says 115,000 Americans are dead. The administration says its performance is cause for celebration. Okay, they're not saying its performance. And there's a column today to contrast with the Friedman column in the Wall Street Journal. It's by a pretty good columnist. I think he writes well. Same as Mike Pence. There are parts of the column that are kind of, I mean, at the very, very first paragraph, he says, thanks to the leadership of President Trump and the courage and compassion of the American people, our public health system is far stronger than it was 4 months ago. And we are winning the fight against the invisible enemy. Okay, of course he puts, he's a loyal vice president, he puts at the beginning, thanks to the leadership of President Trump. A couple of paragraphs later, he says, the truth is that we've made great progress over the past 4 months, and it's a testament to the leadership of President Trump. Look, he is the vice president of the United States. His job, and I think he's right to see it, is to support the president who selected him and has deputized him to be in charge of this coordinated federal approach to dealing with the coronavirus. Mike Pence goes on not to talk about cause of celebration because this pandemic has been devastating. We have 40 million unemployed people in the country right now. I mean, it's been devastating to the economy. It's been devastating to individual lives. It's certainly been devastating in terms of the loss of life. However, can we recognize that what Mike Pence says is true? He says we've also made great progress on developing therapeutics and a vaccine. Let's hope so. He says, but our greatest strength is the resilience of the American people. See, he's not talking about the administration's performance alone. He's talking about the resilience of the American people. And I think giving credit to the American people for resilience and determination and actually rolling with some of the punches is admirable and appropriate. When we come back, consensus on Capitol Hill? And what about the homeless in New York City? How's homeless outreach been going in the midst of a pandemic? We'll get to that and more coming up.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tough world out there, and sometimes we have to look a little bit beyond America's borders. Los Angeles Times reporting in a dramatic display of antagonism toward South Korea. North Korea yesterday blew up a liaison office built with much fanfare 2 years ago near the border between the rival states, following days of increasingly barbed rhetoric and threats against the South. They videotaped. They literally blew this place up. The glass-fronted liaison building north of the border with South Korea in a dormant industrial complex that was once a hallmark of economic cooperation between the two Koreas was supposed to facilitate an unprecedented level of cross-border communication. South Korean offices were on the second floor and North Korean ones on the fourth. Oh, why are the North Koreans higher? With regularly scheduled meetings in rooms on the third floor. South Korean media reports said the building and support facilities cost about $15 million, paid for by Seoul, blown up to smithereens. And then India and China are fighting. Now, apparently they're very proud of the fact that no shots were fired. Give it 20 Indian soldiers were killed with clubs and knives and being beaten to death. And apparently several score other Indian soldiers were captured by the Chinese, both nuclear powers. North Korea, of course, a nuclear power. I mean, aside from paying attention to what is happening with the CHOP, that is the Capitol Hill occupied protest in Seattle, where apparently it's shrunk from 7 blocks back down to 6 blocks, good. President Trump and all of our leaders do need to keep an eye on what's happening in the rest of the world. Let's go to Sid in Atlanta. Hello, Sid, you're on the Medved Show.
Hello, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, you bet.
Yeah, I think all our lives are in danger. And as you heard me say that before, and I've called Trump in the past the Skynet president, Skynet from the Terminator, and the virus is finally here. And we are talking about he's spreading the virus, and I feel like this man who has artificial intelligence president that we are dealing with right now need a lot to learn about people. I think that him going to Oklahoma to congregate, to me, it's the same thing as that Fifth Avenue, I'll shoot you on Fifth Avenue and still get your vote kind of thing. I mean, basically, people are going to get sick, but he's trying to have them.
Well, apparently, Sid, there are almost 900,000 people who have requested tickets. They don't even have room for anywhere near that number of people. Do you believe that he wants his most loyal supporters, he wants to kill them, he wants them to die? Why would he want that?
Well, I don't think that he wants them to die intentionally.
Good.
I just think that the man does not think. I mean, we have the only way to beat this virus is saying don't go to basketball game, don't go to football game, but yeah, he want to congregate.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you think it was right to summon people to big demonstrations? We had a demonstration for BLM, for Black Lives Matters here in Seattle, had 62,000 people marching. And they were awfully close to each other, no social distancing. Is that okay, but the Trump rally isn't okay?
There's a difference, Michael. The difference is that this is the president of the U.S., who's supposed to be sitting down thinking about September, October, November when it get cold and see what he could do for us American people. Instead, this man wants to spread the virus. That's the way I see it. I mean,
But you said before you didn't think he wanted to spread it. Why would he want to spread it? It doesn't make any sense. If he spreads the virus, it'll be to people who otherwise would be able to vote for him. Why does he want to kill off his own voters?
Unintentionally.
Okay, so then if it's unintentional, then he doesn't want to do it. Look, let me agree with you on one thing. I mean, I think it's not a good idea for Trump to begin the rallies right now. I think he should wait a while. And I don't think it's a good idea. I'll tell you what my concern is. I don't think it's a good idea for him to be holding a big mass rally in Jacksonville, Florida in August. When he's doing his acceptance speech. I think that both Biden and Trump should do without an acceptance speech right now, because if people are in that kind of close quarters and they're cheering, this is one of the things that all the experts say, is that when you're cheering or singing or chanting, as people do, by the way, on those demonstrations, then you're more likely to infect somebody else or to get infected yourself. It's more likely... by far, we've had that experience here in Skagit County, Washington, where in Mount Vernon there were people who got together for choir practice and nearly everybody got infected. I think your concern is real, and I think it is premature to declare victory over the virus. We will be speaking to some experts from Stanford coming up. And who have written for the Wall Street Journal and who basically says, look, we went too far with the lockdowns, that the lockdowns cost the U.S. economy at least $1 trillion and did not save that many lives. Well, one of the things that I appreciated about Mike Pence's column today in the Wall Street Journal, and even for people who are angry at Mike Pence or they're against him, he acknowledges that the lockdown strategy was effective. He says in his column, every state, territory, and major metropolitan area, with the exception of three, now have positive test rates under 10%. And in the six states that have reached more than 1,000 new cases a day, increased testing has allowed public health officials to identify most of the outbreaks in a particular setting, prisons, nursing homes, and meatpacking facilities, and contain them. In other words, He also acknowledges that the strategy that has been employed, yet with all of its costs, has helped a great deal. And again, I'm not even sure what the alternative would be. In other words, that would be one of the questions for David Henderson of the Hoover Institution, a senior research fellow there, who's a professor of economics at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey. Virtually every organized country, except for Brazil and Sweden, has gone into some form of lockdown strategy, some more severe than others. We are by far not the most severe. And those countries that have not gone to the lockdown strategy have not done that well either economically, as with Sweden, or particularly in terms of the spread of the virus. Now, the one thing that is true that we do know that is very different about the virus, and we will get to that, we know that right now the virus afflicts in a deadly way almost entirely people who are older or people with pre-existing conditions, some underlying morbidity. So how should that change our policy toward coming out of these lockdowns? There's also an uncomfortable moment from Dick Durbin, the senator from Illinois, who attacked Tim Scott's police reform bill as a token, half-hearted approach. And there are a lot of people, if a Republican had said that about a black Democratic senator, especially if it was the only black Democratic senator, Tim Scott's the only black Republican senator, said it was a token half-hearted approach, it sounds like he's accusing Tim Scott of being a token. And people say that's a dog whistle, it's unacceptable, it's crazy. Tim Scott actually has a witty response. We will get to all of that. And meanwhile, this is about police reform, where there is increasing sense of agreement and that we may actually get some meaningful police reform. And part of the emphasis here is dealing, not putting all the responsibility for dealing with homeless people on police. And yes, there is a new review of the very expensive homeless outreach program by the Metropolitan Transportation Authority in New York City, which spent a lot of money, multi-millions of dollars, to shrink the homeless population in the subways. How are they doing on that? We will get to that as well. But there's also good news. If you think alien civilizations are a good news, we'll get to that supposed story in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.